He was always a Celtic. Always. That square, that spot in the rafters, it was always his. But the road that brought him here, the road to become a legend, to become the truth, to become Paul Pierce, that's the good stuff. Because Celtic legends aren't born. They're made.
Pierce drives, stops, pops, and hits. Paul Pierce punctuating the night with 40 points and the Celtics by 8.
Every number in the rafters has a story. Every unforgettable late night was born of an early morning of work, of sweat, and of hope.
Pierce turns on Kittle. A shot.
Oh!
Swish! Right in the grill of Kerry Kittle. 39 for Paul Pierce, and the Celtics lead it by 4 in overtime.
There were two Inglewoods in the 1980s. Because outside the form, outside the mystical land of Magic and Kareem, showtime stopped and real life began. And the streets of Inglewood were where dreams came to die. And long before he'd glide through the lane to avoid defenders, he had to avoid the life. The life that derailed so many of those dreams. But not that smile. Not Paul Pierce. In Inglewood, he learned the game to survive. In Lawrence, Kansas, he learned the game. And when the blacktop became the wheat fields, the playground became the field house, the smile was still there.
This one for Paul Pierce.
Good question.
Will he go out?
Yeah, a lot of people think so. If he's one of the top 4 or 5, let's watch him finish here. Showtime.
Someone else was watching too. The Godfather found Bill Russell in San Francisco, Larry Bird in Terre Haute. Now, he found the next one.
With the 10th pick in the 1998 NBA draft, the Boston Celtics select Paul Pierce from the University of Kansas.
Inglewood made him. Kansas shaped him. But now, he'd find a home.
On the inbound, Christie on the left. He has his shot blocked by Pierce. It came right back to Christie, and Pierce blocked another one.
20 years ago, the Celtics needed hope. Paul Pierce needed a home. It was the puzzle piece each was missing. Larry wasn't walking through that door, neither was Kevin. But Paul Pierce didn't walk through the door either. He kicked it in.
Pierce, low left block. Turns, fades, baseline, got it! Unbelievable shot, Paul Pierce! And sometimes the truth hurts.
It was never easy. He just made it look that way. Because when you claim Inglewood, when you claim New England, setbacks are just detours. And that smile, that ever-present smile. But behind it was the swag. Ruthless. Look you in the eyes, take your heart, and smile the whole time.
Jermaine O'Neal out to harass Pierce. 2 in the shot clock. Forces the 3 and hits it. A ridiculous shot for Paul Pierce with Jermaine O'Neal all over him.
Quack, 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 quack.
By 2007, though, the smile was finally fading. There were greener pastures, but Paul Pierce wanted it in green. Loyalty or NBA royalty? Paul Pierce wanted both. He had made his place, a place in the record books, but not the rafters. Not the Celtics legacy he craved, not Celtics history. But Celtics history was about to change.
The newest member of the Boston Celtics, Kevin Garnett. Just behind him, the second newest member of the Boston Celtics now, Ray Allen.
He had teammates in Inglewood. He had teammates at Kansas, but now he had brothers.
8 seconds on the shot clock. Eddie House, dribble handoff, Paul Pierce. Gonna pull up, shoot a 3. Got it! Kobe Bryant, back to his left hand. Posey slows him down. Pierce pounces on a loose ball, has the steal. James Posey has owned Kobe Bryant in the first half. Pierce drops back to Posey. How about a 3? How about yes?
Ooh, big game, James. Quack a quack.
In 15 years on Causeway Street, he always made it better. Down years became memorable. Good years became legendary. And in 2008, fantasy would become reality.
After the violation, though, so the Lakers will get it. Inbounding with 4.4 to go in the final seconds. We'll take off the clock. 22 years, but the game's original monarchy has regained the throne. The Celtics swarm the floor. It is the end of a 22-year odyssey. It is the very definition of full circle. It is Banner 17. The mission statement is mission accomplished.
How sweet it is.
When it was down, he made it better. When it was good, he made it great. Now, even leaving, Paul Pierce replenished the franchise he'd helped revitalize.
The Boston Celtics select Jaylen Brown from the University of California, Berkeley, the Boston Celtics select Jason Tatum from Duke University.
And when he came back, well, when it comes to your true love, Paul Pierce in Boston, geography, laundry, can't stop it. From the first kiss to the last. Paul Pierce has never been held scoreless in a game in this building. He'll try a three and hit it. Like Magic Johnson in the All-Star game in 1992, Isaiah Thomas lets Paul Pierce take his final bow. He shoots the three over him. The two embrace at center court. And Paul Pierce, with one final farewell gift to a franchise, a fan base, a building, and a city that he has given so much to in his life. That empty square was always his. Always 34. Inglewood made him. Kansas shaped him. But he was always a Celtic. And he'll always be Boston. He belongs to us. We belong to him. That's family. That's forever. That is the truth.